got it again with another swing.
Bringing you Bad Credit on the Road.
Bad Credit Roadcast. We're on the way to see Trousdale County face Meigs County High School in the round four of the high school playoffs. TSSAA. Shit.
This is to see who gets to go to Cookeville to play for the gold ball.
Gold ball. I got two gold balls for any of y'all wants to play with it.
Them balls ain't golden balls. Yeah. Look at them balls ain't hanging too low. Yeah.
Golden brown. Golden brown, dude.
Toasted balls.
So, what are we going to talk about on this podcast?
I don't know. I tell you what really drives me crazy. If you're... So, obviously, we're taking a road trip.
Should we do a... Hold on.
So, obviously, it's Black Friday. It's not busy in for, like, me being in the restaurant business. So, that's obviously the only reason that we're able to do this road trip right now anyway. But, I forgot my jacket. I had my nice little warm jacket, fuzzy. I was going to be nice, warm in the game. Well, I forgot it because as soon as they told me I could leave, I didn't pass go. I didn't collect $200. I got the fuck out, right? So, we forgot it. We're driving. So, I had to go. I'm like, man, we got to go buy one. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about needing a jacket tonight. It's going to be in the 40s, which isn't terrible. But if it gets wet, rainy, like, I was just like, we got to get one. So, we go to Walmart. If you go to Walmart and shop on Black Friday, it's a fucking madhouse on Black Friday.
Mad.
Right? So we're like, all right, somehow we're going to try to get in and out of here. So we pull up, and there's like maybe three parking spots in the whole fucking parking lot. And luckily, we got one quick. So we run in, and obviously, it's crazy. There's little girls all over the place, the kids snot nose, parents running around, one like women pushing another woman out of the way. Like, it's crowded. And we're like zigzagging through. Like, Steven's trying to fucking Snapchat. People think we're fucking crazy. So, like, we're trying to do all this shit. So I found one instantly. Get lucky. Just found one. As soon as we go to the men's spot, I'm like, first one I find, I'm like, it's a big oversized black jacket. I look like the most stereotypical black man ever, but I'm wearing it, right? So I grab it, and we're like trying to get out. And then we get lucky again, and they're like, everybody's like, oh, this line's cash only. Well, the funny thing is we're like behind people, and we're like waiting for this lady, and this lady says it behind us, hey, you should know that it's cash only. And you know I keep that cash on me, so I had it. I was like, yeah, perfect, no problem. But then this lady in front of me like stays in front of us for like two or three more minutes, and she's like, oh, it's just cash only. Bitch, you didn't hear that lady say it was cash only? Yeah. One, and then two, like, obviously, they have a big sign on it that says cash only. And people are, like, getting in line and ringing stuff up. And then realizing, oh, I got to get out of line because it's cash only. And yeah. Then what the hell's Walmart should be, like, ashamed. It's the only time ever in Walmart that there's more than two lines open, which is a miracle anyway. And then, but I'm like, how do you one of your registers not working properly before Black Friday? Like,
but I'll say this. I was so happy because we literally scooted past like four people.
Oh, yeah.
We got right out of there.
We were able to go in a Walmart and get out of a Walmart in under 10 minutes on Black Friday. That's a miracle. I'm so glad I didn't have to do any shopping this Black Friday.
I like the cash only thing. I think they should keep some cash only things because, weirdly enough, only a few people carry cash with them. And I'm speaking as a guy who doesn't have any cash on me. Fuck, I just realized I left some cash in my car. Got me an Uber tip last night in cash.
Oh, shit.
This lady, she is an old bartender, old smoker.
Yeah.
And she said, you know, I picked her up because she got drunk for her birthday at her own bar. And she's like, yeah, I had to get out of there. God done got me one DUI. Don't need me another. And then she's like, here, baby, this is for you. I know what you got to claim your tips on there. So here's you some cash. You ain't got to claim it.
Hey, that's the best rides whenever people know that. And so that's clutch.
Yeah, but so anyway, then I had and she tipped good. She tipped me $10. And it was only probably about a 10-minute ride.
Nice.
But so I had that cash. I should have brought it. But it's crazy to me how many people don't have cash on them. It's like you should always have a little cash on. And I don't have any on me right now, so I feel like a dumbass. Right. But
it's just not a
thing. In general, I do.
It's really starting to become so obsolete. And then, but
really, it isn't. Because if you need any kind of, first of all, illegal thing done, you got to pay in cash.
Right.
Secondly, if you need to pay somebody, like a person, just if you need any kind of like real basic need type thing, cash is where it's at. You ain't going to be able to fucking PayPal some fucking redneck dude to fix your car when you broke down on the side of the road. You know what I mean? Because he ain't going to have a smartphone.
It's true. But, I mean, but the way that society is we've gotten so far away from that. Like, if I would have asked, probably there were about 20% of the people that were in Walmart right there trying to check out had any cash on them. That's why that line was so short.
Yeah,
that's how it's, and it's wild. Like, I always try to keep around like $60 in cash, like, on me if I have it, if I'm not broke as shit. But like,
bad credit.
That's it's crazy because that's just kind of how like society is now, where people just like, but we're getting catered to it like that. Now you have like Apple Pay, you got the Apple Card that came out. They don't want us to have cash on us, and like, I guess because of the fact that so many people don't.
Well, that's, we got a big old cross up there.
Can you imagine that thing fell down a hill?
That's crazy. Dude, who it really hurts all this non-cash having is damn robbers. Hell, you out here trying to rob and ain't nobody got no cash. It's a hard time for robbers now.
Give me what you got. Paper or plastic?
Paper or plastic. Dude, we're going through Cookeville right now. It brings back memories. Even though I didn't go to TTU, I had me some good times up here.
We're going to be coming back to Cookeville in 2 weeks.
Did a little this, did a little that out here. Don't want to admit it, what I done. Don't want to not admit what I didn't do.
Shit.
Hey, Starbucks should have got me a coffee. We're late as fuck. Sam couldn't get off work. I was Uber driving around earlier in the day.
We're always late. We're going to get in town in no time before the game starts, but we're later than we want to be.
Nah, we ain't going to get in town in time, dude. It's going to be already started by the time we get there.
You think so?
It'll either be already started or it'll be just about to start and we'll have to get in a line. It's going to be long as shit.
I doubt it. I think it's going to work out just fine. Look at that Planet Fitness. Dang it.
Yeah, be a good time. Oh, so, man, you know, football games was yesterday.
Yeah, how was Thanksgiving anyway? Did you go anywhere else or just your grandma?
I went to my grandma's and I went to my mom's. We watched, my stepdad and I watched football. We watched the Bills beat the fuck out of
Dallas. Why are they gonna keep that fucking coach around? I don't understand. Like,
he's an icon. Look at him. He just looks like the Dallas Cowboys face, you know?
Yeah, he played there too.
That's it. Really?
Yeah.
What do you play?
He was a quarterback. He was a quarterback for him.
Was he a starter?
There's a video. I guess one game it was. There's a video.
Game he started?
I'm sure he has. There was I think he started a Thanksgiving for him because there's a video of him eating the turkey leg that they pulled up from the crowds or whatever. But yeah, no, he's been there for, like, he's a Dallas Cowboy, and I understand that, but come on, man. Like,
there's this chick I follow on Facebook. Her name is Nope. Like, that's her name, Twitter? You know? Yeah. Oh, Twitter. Yeah, I said Facebook. Yeah. On Twitter?
Yeah, I follow her.
And she was like, if James Garrett, what's his name?
Jason
Garrett is my quarterback, when I wake up, I'm breaking something. She's real into Cowboys.
Oh, her coach?
Yeah, somehow she's a Cowboys fan and a fucking St. Louis Cardinals fan.
Yeah, it's weird.
It's like you being a fucking Patriots fan and a fucking...
I'm a Tom Brady fan, though. Everybody knows this.
Lakers fan.
I am a Lakers fan.
And a fucking...
USC, baby.
USC.
All my other teams are in California.
Oh, I drove a guy from California to the airport yesterday.
I tell you, airport's where it's at, man.
I kept asking him all these questions about California. I was like, dude, have you ever been to the Comedy Store? Did you ever watch any of these comedians? He's like, dude, what you're asking me right now is basically like if I was asking you, have you ever hung out with George Strait? I was like, okay, fair enough, dude. I'll shut up. So, he was cool, though. He tipped me pretty good, too.
Have you ever hung out with George Strait?
He didn't say that, but he was like, it's like asking me, do you know George Strait?
Right, right.
And I was like,
I mean, hell, I back when I first started with Carrabba's, we used to do this thing at Vince Gill at Amy Grant's house, and I'd see a lot of stories there. It was
Who's
crazy.
Amy Grant? Vince
Amy
Gill's
Grant,
wife?
Amy, yeah, the country singer, what the fuck?
Never heard of her. What's she saying?
Yikes, I don't know, but she's a country singer. I figured you'd know more than I would.
You know what I was singing today? Feels like Friday night, but it's only Monday afternoon.
Yeah, you were singing Corey Smith the other day.
There's a party going on in my living room. Just me and a fifth of beans.
That's what Cookville reminds me of, too.
We went to a concert.
Yeah.
Corey Smith. If you don't know Corey Smith, look it up. If you're like in your early 20s and down, you'll love it.
Yeah.
Because it's all about partying and getting drunk.
Right, right. Those were the days. We put on Corey Smith, then fucking down some shots, and then drink natural ice.
We used to get fucked up.
Natty lights and shit. Like, we didn't give, it didn't need to be expensive now. Now we're so bougie.
I miss the college days. Oh, dude, I'm back on that cheap cheap. Look what I got right here. You think I gotta save money now? I ain't got a damn job, boy. Your boy out here freelancing, dude. Freelancing, free basing.
Entrepreneur, boy.
I got Svedka. Svedka. It's $12.99 for a fifth. And by God, I'll go through a fifth tonight, probably.
Right,
I'm gonna get kicked out of this game, boy.
They're gonna kick all of us out by the time we kick that ass.
I don't know, man. And then
it's gonna be a good game.
So, you know, we got the Burma Road podcast, and we're professional on there. We don't swear. I'll be honest on the Bad Credit podcast.
Why it come, boy?
And, you know, this is real inside, but at this point, I don't care. But I'm scared, man. It's gonna be a close game.
Here's what I don't want. I don't want the expectation, of course, is for them to have a shot to make the state. If they don't make it, I don't think that it'll be one of those. I don't think it was championship or bust, but our whole town is so championship or bust to where I feel like.
It's that every year.
Yeah, I feel like.
First of all, can we say this? What does that even fucking mean? Championship or bust? It's always that, right?
What is bust? It should be. It should be.
Does bust mean we all gotta die?
No, championship or bust means bust like mean? Means like that the season was a waste.
Okay, well, is it not a waste if you don't make it? No matter what.
That should be everybody's mentality. But that if we were coaching Red Bull in Springs, that would be our mentality.
But it's still the fact of the matter is the truth. If you don't win the state, then you did it for nothing because you didn't win. It ain't fucking. That saying has never meant anything to me. Vegas are broke.
Hey, some people win in the region. They get to win for them.
But, okay, whatever. Anyway, I guess I get what you're saying, and I get the saying.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
I guess it just depends on where you are. For us, it's hard because we, like, whenever all these people have us ranked as, like, number two in the state, we're not even playing the team that's ranked above us this week. It means that we should be on a collision course for the team that's number one next week. It's just...
Are you saying that Meigs County is ranked below us?
Yeah, I don't know. Like for like the all the rankings,
we're
two. Peabody's
one. We're number two in the state.
Peabody's one.
Peabody,
But I heard apparently they should have lost. But
we'll beat Peabody. I think tonight's the state championship game. Honestly,
yeah, that's what I thought last year too.
I think that this year. Oh yeah, and we got beat.
Yeah.
Well, we'll fucking see, dude. Their quarterback is a monster. He's a fucking monster. Oh, I was trying to find my phone. I'm holding it.
He's stout, though. What did it say? 6'1", 190, something like that?
Yeah, I don't know. Let me look up what his name. I just followed him on our Burma Road Twitter.
Oh, give me some love.
Well, I mean, dude, at this point, I have respect for everyone still playing and shit. You know what I mean?
Right.
Fuck. His name's Aaron Swafford. He's going to Navy. Like, his profile picture on Twitter is him in a Navy thing, look.
Damn.
Attractive young man. Big old fucking arms, dude.
He's going to run a lot of, is that the option? That's what they're running
out there? No, they're in the spread. Well, I mean, they may run an option play or something, but their main thing is they run the spread. They can run the ball, zone runs, and throwing it, bombing it.
Nice.
Not necessarily bombing it, but, I mean, he has an arm, and he has a field awareness that I've not seen this year in high school football.
Yeah.
So
this will be the first time we've seen like a quarterback.
The good thing is that I've seen him hit motherfucking receivers in the hands and they don't catch it.
Right. That's what I feel like is going to happen to him a lot whenever he thinks he has a guy and a receiver gets behind somebody, that the receiver's just going to be like, and it's going to the ground. Like, I did see that. We saw that a lot just from the little bit that we watched. We saw a lot.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I mean, I do think that the guy has the S on his chest and he'll try to, like, take the game over on his own, so.
I was at Thanksgiving yesterday talking to my dad and my cousin, who both watched Meigs County game last year, and they were talking about how he was the whole team last year. And I guess that's the feeling I got this year. If you look at their line and all that, like their linebackers and shit, they're all real big, but they're slow.
Right.
So I feel like we should be able to handle them. But I thought that about Watertown, and it didn't go the way I thought in my head, so now I'm just kind of nervous.
The game is tight.
Kind of nervous. What do you think about Donald Trump? Yeah.
I was going to go into how my Thanksgiving went yesterday.
Oh, go into your Thanksgiving. Go into your Thanksgiving.
How about we don't let everybody turn it off?
How was your Thanksgiving?
Good. It's the first time that I cooked for everybody. I was worried about my bird.
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
I injected it yesterday with
what
this
you inject it with? This dick?
this Cajun butter season. I injected it with all that, and I used salt, pepper, and a bunch of seasonings, and I rubbed it down the day before and let it sit in my fridge and dry brined it, so it stayed so freaking juicy. I'm hungry thinking about it. I'd say it stayed so juicy, it was phenomenal. And then of course I got, it's the first time that like I didn't go anywhere for Thanksgiving. Like, I cooked and, like, everybody came to me. So, like, we pretty much hosted it.
Oh, everybody came to your apartment?
Yeah, we
hosted.
That's
cool.
It. Yeah, so.
Like, your mom, your brother.
My mom, her husband, my brother, and his wife, they all came.
That sounds really fun.
Yeah, we knocked it out the park.
When I went to my grandma's, talking about, like, stuffing turkeys and shit, cut my cousin Jamie, you know? She's so fucking disgusting, dude. She was, like, showing me this video of Scary Movie 2 where the guy with the little hand is stuffing the turkey and he's, like, humping it and, like, licking it like he's licking a pussy and shit. It was so gross. And she's like, look! She's like, that's what Grandma does.
Oh, my
because,
God,
look,
dude.
My grandma, dude, listen to what she did, man. So every time I was getting, like, no, I don't know why I said it like that. When I went up to get tea, my Aunt Ramona, she's, like, handing out the drinks and shit. There's, like, probably... say 25 people at this thing, you know, a lot of people, but in a tiny little house.
Was it at your grandma's house?
Yeah. There's like 25 of us in there.
Yeah, y'all get in there.
And so we're in line, and every time somebody gets the tea, Ramona goes, like, looks at him like weird, like this funny look, and like kind of smile.
Yeah.
And I was like, what the fuck? And it registered with me, but I didn't think much of it because, like, I don't have a reason to, you know.
Yeah.
I grab it, and then Jamie goes, did y'all get the tea?
Oh,
and I said, what? And she goes, yeah, did you get the tea? Did Ramona not tell you?
Yeah, okay.
I'm like, what do you mean? She's like, yeah, she gave whatever her husband's name, Murphy, a look, and he got something different. And I'm like, why? She said, well, Grandma, she stirred it up with the sugar and then took a bite off the spoon, like a sip off the spoon to taste it, and then puts it back in, like, and then puts it back in and keeps stirring. And she did that several times with the tea. And so now we're all drinking my grandma's spit. And it was funny after that is I see my grandma go to get a box of knives for us all to use to cut the turkey out of the cabinet. And she drops it on the floor. The knives fall out onto the floor right where the mat is to wipe your muddy ass feet off.
Oh.
And you got to realize she lives on a farm and has... you know, she's out on the farm walking around. She has helpers that go out there, and they come in her house and wipe their muddy ass feet on that thing.
Right.
They fell right there. She takes them and puts them back in the box. and I was seeing this with my own eyes. And then she puts the box right out for people to use. Well, I didn't know what to say. I'm like, obviously everything in this house is like that. So what's the fork damn knives gonna hurt? But then, so after knowing all that, that's when she was like, how do you think Grandma stuffed the turkey? And then she shows me that video. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, go online and Google or, like,
just look up Scary
on YouTube.
Just,
Scary Movie 2, Stuffing Turkey.
Yeah, that's all I got to do.
And that's what she shows me and my dad and, like, a couple other people with the volume all the way up. And I'm like, Jamie, turn that down, dude. Because we got cousins, little kids all running around. All
right.
She got two little kids running around.
Jeez. I forgot Jamie had
a kid. Yeah, she got a little tiny baby that's maybe, like, 6 months old. Looks just like her dad, dude. It's insane.
Wow.
And that guy's wild, man. He wouldn't sit in his damn high chair. He's slipping out of the bottom of it. Can't walk. I don't know where he thought he was going to go. Can't even crawl or sit up. He's like, get me the fuck out of here.
Yeah. They're already too hyper, just like his mama.
Yeah. It was a good holiday. Then I drove Uber all night.
I heard that. I didn't get the fucking... I'm glad I didn't have to go anywhere because I ain't going to lie. Obviously, me being a degenerate, I was gambling and shit. So I had everybody... Oh. The hypest thing I think that I did at the end, the whole Thanksgiving, other than everybody making fun of how like my gambling problem was, we had bottles of water, and I drank some almost down to about a quarter left of it, and then I started trying to do the little flip bottle thing.
Oh yeah.
And like I nailed it a couple times. And next thing you know, everybody's trying to do it. Like, and then like we were like getting hype off of it, and then I was like, all right, put some bets on it. Over
y'all
under.
Bets on it.
No, I was trying to. Nobody could do it.
If I was there, I would have done it.
I was like over under on 5. I get it. Like, and then of course like my girlfriend gets it on like 3 tries, and she nails it. And then we all like go fucking crazy. We were going like so hype when people got it. It was crazy. My mom got it in like 4 tries.
That's funny. I bet your family loves your girlfriend, huh?
Oh, yeah. She, of course. She was, like, the best host ever. She had, like, these real, like, Tupperware containers for everybody to take a bunch of food home in and shit.
Dude, she's cool as fuck. Y'all need to have a kid.
Calm down.
Are y'all going to have a kid?
Calm down. Jeez.
What? Are y'all?
We just... No. What? Not even... taking that next step.
I'm just saying she's a great host. I stayed with y'all one night, and it was like I had everything I need, you know.
You have everything, like she, you have everything you need when you stay with me.
No, but when she's there, she makes sure, you know. And that's what I'm saying. Y'all got to get a family.
We have.
I got to be an uncle,
we're
man.
We're very similar in how we are whenever people come over. Like, if I go to somebody's place and I'm spending the night, I'm like, all right. I'm more a bathroom person. Like, I'm really anal about my bathroom.
I bet you are. But I bet it gets like, real anal in your bathroom, if you know what I mean. Gross.
But, like obviously, she makes sure, like, sheets are clean and everything like that. But, it just kind of, it works out real well. It's a good part-day crowd. But definitely fun. Like, hosting people's fun whenever you got room. I would like to have, like, more room to be able to do shit like that. But.
Well, your place certainly looks better since you moved in.
Of course.
It looks like an actual home. It used to just be like a fucking...
Yeah, I don't like to have a lot of shit, though, because I like to make it easy when I move. Like, people like to make everywhere they go homey, but then move is a pain in the ass. I'm getting movers next time I move, I swear to God.
Well, whenever I came to your apartment today, you weren't there yet, and I was walking up. I was like, fuck, dude, you've been here over a year, because I remember when I used to come here before you got here to do the podcast.
Yeah.
And I'd, like, get high and make a fucking rap song before you got there.
Yeah, it's been...
the good old days.
Yeah, September last year is when I moved in.
September's when you moved in?
September last year, yes. I've been there
14
year.
Months. Yep. Time's moving on, dude. We're going to be dead before you know it.
Shit. Don't threaten me with good time.
Let's do a bet. Who's going to die first, me or you?
Me.
Why?
What
do you think that?
Something hereditary is gonna kill me.
You know, like, I just quit my job, right?
What does that have to do with
it? I would say if you bet on me, I'm probably like minus 700.
Oh shit.
Nah, like plus 525.
No chance.
I'm just saying, who knows? It takes a wrong turn. I might take my own.
-700.
I might call my own number.
For y'all, for anybody that bets, that means he'll put 100 on Steven, that first gets 700.
No, it means you gotta put up 700 to win 100.
Yeah,
because it's so likely.
Yeah, right? That's right. Now he's a favorite right now. You be careful.
No, I'm just kidding.
That's fucking funny, dude. That's funny.
But really, we should do a bet.
It doesn't do any good. How you gonna collect?
Because we gotta write in our will. We gotta write a will tonight. If I die first, I owe Sam $1,000 or something like that out of the estate.
Oh shit, that's hilarious.
We should do it. That'd be funny. That'd be like the last funny thing we could do.
Somebody reading the will, like, and be like, make sure you gotta read the will in front of our whole family.
Yeah.
As the final bet between Steven and Sam,
we should have to give away the thing that, like, our family would want the most to the other person.
That's so fucking funny, dude.
That would be awesome.
It's Sam's classic watch that he got from George Washington that he bought on auction. That's gonna be buried with
Sam's football signed by Steve McNair and other Titans players goes to Steven.
Oh god. No. Betting on this. That's got to be... That'd probably be a wild... Somebody out there's already done it, though. There has to be some people that have already done it. That'd be crazy. I don't even want to think about doing it that way. I already think that... I don't know. Like that. I saw that Countdown movie where you can download that app. It's a real app now.
Oh, I saw you posting about that on
Twitter. Yeah, it's a real app now where you just download it and it, like, supposed to, like...
Yeah, but
obviously the real. Obviously, the real app isn't real, but in the movie, you download it and take you to the second when you were going to die. And people would always try to change the fate. And it would mess up everybody's. Well, the only way they were able to break it was to find out somebody else that was supposed to die after them. You kill them first, and it broke the chain. Obviously,
so murder was happening a lot.
No, it only happened once. They just happened to figure it out.
Well, here's the thing, though, and what you just told me kind of goes along with it. They say you can only change the future if you see the future. You know what I'm saying? So, like, if you wanted to. I don't even know how to go into it.
So you'd have to have like a premonition.
Right. But that makes sense because you think of it as like, if I'm an alcoholic, I'm going to die. Like, and you were to go 20 years into my life and know I'm going to die of fucking cirrhosis of my liver. But it's like, oh, I saw that, so I'm going to stop drinking and now I don't die of that. You know what I mean? Right. It's common sense. But in like time travel movies and shit, that's the thing that they say. Like, you can change it if you see it.
Right. I mean, the only thing I hated... Like, I would love a movie like that, like the exact movie that I saw, if it went into detail on how the guy that made the movie was.
What the fuck is that, dude?
Wild. It was like a beach house in the middle of a country.
What the fuck? Oh, is that a one house, or you think that's like a motel?
It should be one. It's gotta be one house.
Man. I want to go in there, dude, and fuck something.
Stupid. But no, what was I saying? Oh no, if you were able to, if it would have went into the detail, the guy that created the app and how he was able to find out how these people were gonna die, like he had some kind of like.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's fucking not real.
Yeah, I know.
Because you can't know that.
Yeah. That's what was unrealistic about it.
No, actually you could, because your iPhone knows everything about you. It knows, like, you're taking in too much sugar calories, and you're fucking, you know, you're driving too, you're speeding every day. Right. Like, all this kind of shit. It probably, and then it knows that, and then it connects that web of fucking reality with everybody else's smartphone. It's like, I can tell that Sam's going to be at this intersection, and Barbara Johnson gonna be down here drunk, and she's gonna run the red light on June 23rd, 2024, smash that dude right in the fucking head and kill him,
right?
Because I can just
keep a note on that, just give it that
July 24th, 2000, what did I say? I don't even know, just write it down.
July 24th, why is that date sound?
And see, you can put that much, you can put that on it, and plus 17,000, so that means you put 100, you get $1.7 million.
Yikes. You gotta have my friend that tried to kill me for no reason.
Wow, it's getting weird and dark.
Getting gloomy out here.
Growing me a mullet out, man. What do you think about that?
I think it's a bad
What's
idea.
It look like right now from the side? Does it look mullety yet?
No, it still looks like it doesn't look like a party in the back at all.
It don't?
No,
fuck!
I don't know if your hair grows that fast. I know your facial hair does. I don't know about your hair.
Duh, I'm already almost getting a beard back.
Yeah.
This is 2 days.
Got your little 5 o'clock shadow going on.
I shaved on Wednesday. Damn, that's pretty fast, huh? On Wednesday I shaved. But that's what sucks. I gotta shave every fucking day, dude. Fuck that.
Yeah.
It's bullshit. But they said I don't have to. They really did say as long as you keep it trimmed and nice that it's no big deal. But fuck it. I kind of like the new look. Like, I like just looking
at 5 o'clock shadows. The look. That's the way to go, man. That little rugged look. People like it shit.
Yeah. Yeah. Fuck it though, dude. I am gonna get my beard back, I think. I don't know, I like my face, it's pretty. I'm cute, I'd fuck me.
I fucks. Didn't you have to go Black Friday shopping last Friday? Last year.
Hold on, let me think
didn't
about
didn't y'all go?
Let me think about what I did. I don't remember, dude.
I don't know why. I swore it y'all went last year. You got
lady.
Out of
addition. What did I say?
I just remember you, I think you and the lady.
I don't think she likes to really do that much. I think she was going to try to go sometime today, but...
She bought Disney tickets, dude. Oh, for Florida?
Oh, for fucking next October.
Jesus.
She already booked our vacation. Us, her whole family. We're going to be like, fucking, let's see. I'll tell you how many people's going to go.
11, sound like.
3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. It'll be at least 8 of us down there.
Jesus.
But they already...
Jesus
They're
Christ.
Fucking obsessed with it.
Let me tell you something.
Oh, look at that. I would like to live back there.
Let me tell you something. When white people go to Disney, they go to Disney, bro.
What do black people do when they go to Disney?
they
go to Orlando Studios.
They go to Universal, that.
What you getting? I'll get it for you. You don't want to say what you get. Watch out for this Ford F-1050, boy. F-250, excuse
me. Give me a chicken. I ain't got no regrets.
I said it. I'm a fucking minute. Give me a... What else is talking about? What about Donald Trump?
Didn't I say we weren't talking about this?
What about Hillary Clinton?
I'll tell you, I watched this documentary on the JFK assassination. It was wild, dude. Like, did I repost that video of, like, the different angle where you can see, like, the shot that he gets hit in the face, the camera angle that they used? I don't even know why they even wasted time trying to take him to the hospital or how he was still alive when he got it. It literally looks like it's, like, wide open. His head just... wide open.
Oh, he wasn't. Did you know when they took him to the place, they actually took a screwdriver and started carving into the other side of his head to make it look like the bullet came from the different direction than it came from?
I didn't know that. I do know the Secret Service that came in later on. They came in and they were rushing the autopsy, and then they asked for the brain and things.
Yeah, they did all kinds of shit with his body. They like manipulated it to make it look... For sure it was a conspiracy to kill him. And I mean, there's so much evidence to prove that it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
I mean,
I don't know,
you cannot stand up against the military industrial complex and expect to not die.
Right.
As the president of the United States.
Right. According to...
Or the central banks.
Yeah, don't touch those. According to the documentary, like, he... Secret Service agents in the back, look up in the window, saw it, grabbed the assault rifle up, and then, like, it went off. And that was the one that, like, hit him in the head.
Oh, yeah, the secret sergeant.
Agent in the car behind him.
They're saying that he hit him. But that's the thing, dude. They're saying that. Well, maybe he did. But you know it was a fucking on purpose.
Yeah, they're trying to say that the, because they were just trying to say Lee got three shots off, which is wild. That they
it was a bolt-action rifle that he used. Do you know what bolt-action is? You go, boom, boom. Like that.
Yeah.
Like, I'll show you next time you're at my house. I got several bolt-action rifles. But instead of, like, tat, 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 like semi-automatic, it's bolt-action. So you shoot. There's one in the chamber, and there's a clip down at the bottom. Right. But you have to take the bolt, go like this, and manually take out the empty shell. And then when you push forward, it brings the next one up and puts it in, and then you lever it down, and then you shoot again.
So in other words, it makes no sense to think he can get three shots.
There's no possible way he could have. No, because you had to go and also aim. You know what I'm saying? There's no way.
Yeah. I mean, apparently Lee was a good shot. Not.
Yeah, right. The motherfucker was. Here's what happened. He had schizophrenia. They gave him acid and told him to go stand up in the tower and handed him a gun, just like they do with the school shootings. They do that shit. Crazy fucking people with schizophrenia. Every single person who's ever done a school shooting, and I'm doing air quotes, has had some form of mental, like, schizophrenia or something. Mental illness.
Nice.
And they take these kids, and they fuck them up, they give them drugs, and they go set them at a point where they're about to do something. And then they're like, oh, who's that guy? You know? Here's and then they don't know. They're like, oh, what? What? You know? The Lord's talking to me. Why? I don't know.
But why they want them to do school shooting?
Because they're trying to take away our guns,
bro. Gun control.
I'm telling you, man. Just, I mean, it don't always have to be about gun control. They did it with the president when they killed him, too. It's just the same shit, though. They're going to take a fucked up mentally person and use them as a scapegoat.
Manipulation.
And that's why if you have mentally ill people in your household, you need to take care of them. You know what I mean? To make sure that they don't get used in something like that. And hey, mental health is for real, dude.
That got deep.
Ooh, a UFO.
Literally.
There's a water tower, dude, looking just like a UFO. Well, man, we're going down this game. I hope we win. I don't know what else you want to talk about on this.
I don't know what you...
What about Donald Trump?
God damn it. Oh, man. I got to start doing some Christmas shopping, man. And I'm not...
Can I have one of these?
Yeah. I'm not looking forward to it with everything I got going on.
What do you got to do, Christmas shopping?
Yeah.
Who do you got to buy, folk?
Well, I don't know. I'm trying to figure out what I'm going to get. Like, it's so hard. It's hard whenever you're, like, in a relationship, and you're trying to get everything together. It's a pain.
Look at Shout out to Marshall, our driver.
I almost freaked out because of how these...
It looks like
I thought it was clouds moving, but it was birds.
Shout out to Marshall.
Marshall.
Our driver.
Oh. But yeah, but it's like hard because I'm trying to figure out like stuff that I haven't like bought already throughout the year, like to try to be like have to actually do presents. One, I don't like wrapping presents, and then two, like whenever I have to when it comes time for like birthdays, anniversaries, Christmas, like when you're suspected to buy gifts, I go blank.
Like you don't know what to buy.
Yeah,
I do too. It's like you have good ideas all year,
right?
And then boom, they go away.
Yeah,
man, I haven't done a single thing. Have you?
No. I know a couple things that I am gonna get, but that's because I like manipulated a way for me to find out what was it like. I like send three or four things early in the year, like you like getting stuff.
Well, luckily, me and my girlfriend decided we're not gonna do Christmas presents, and just because we both look at it the same way, we think that. The whole holiday is just a fucking scam, you know what I mean, to spend money in the market.
I mean, obviously.
So we just said, hey, you know what? I love you, you love me, and we do shit for each other every day. There's no reason to go out and spend money. We're trying to buy a house, you know? Let's use our money to buy a house and not to get each other bullshit.
There you go. Hey, got your but, go ahead, and pop you out a kid, yeah.
No, we're not having kids. That's another terms of our engagement is right. No kids.
I know y'all got all these, y'all got these terms down.
But I love it, dude. I've never had a more defined relationship, you know what I'm saying? It's like, yep. We're not having kids.
Yep.
We are buying a house.
Right. No presents.
Yeah, we are, by God, we are going to Disney next October. It's already fucking written in slate.
That's so insane to me that it's next October, and it's like, she's like, got it booked.
They literally, like, purchased everything already today.
Bananas.
But I do got to buy for my mom and my stepdad, right, and my aunt, my grandma, people my grandma, still, people my dad. That are like,
hey, it's Christmas.
You got all these damn Christians out here.
The only thing I have to do that, like, I'm not used to doing is I have to actually buy, like, a real Christmas tree, like a real tree.
That sounds fun, though. She likes that. That actually tree. Sounds like a fun little yeah. thing. I saw, I was at the liquor store today, and I saw these two, you know, we'll just say ladies, and they had a big old fucking tree on the top of their Range Rover.
Nice. If I had a Range Rover, I'd have a nice ass tree, too.
I mean, this motherfucker about 6 foot long, dude, on top of their tree, on top of their car. And I get annoyed. I was like, man, that's so fucking annoying that y'all are so excited about all that. I don't know why. I don't know why, like, you know, on the last episode we did, I said, don't take anyone's happiness away.
Right.
You know, it's so hard sometimes, though. So, like, get over it.
Some people.
It's
some,
Christmas.
Yeah, some people are. Some people can't be over the top, though. Like, I mean, some people waited. Some people waited until they got done eating Thanksgiving. Like, all right, let's get this tree up.
Some people were doing it before, and that really pissed me off.
Yeah, come on now.
But I'll say this. I ain't gonna lie, I'm jealous of how excited they get for Christmas. Just like I'm jealous of how excited my girlfriend gets about Disney World. Like, she looks like a kid on Christmas. I don't have anything in my life that brings me that level of excitement, that childlike excitement that you used to get on Christmas. You probably didn't, because you're a Jehovah's Witness.
Yeah, no.
But I was like 5, 6, 7 at Christmas morning, dude, you ain't speeding, are you?
No. I get that feeling, though, but it's from gambling.
Okay, well, see, and that's why you gamble all the time.
Yeah.
I got nothing.
Endorphins, man.
I got nothing that does that for me.
Whenever that fucking, when that fucking spread covers on that 14 parlay.
But see, I guarantee you, this is true what I'm about to say.
Yeah.
When you put in the bet and you imagine what's going to happen, those endorphins, that feeling is probably stronger than when you actually win the bet.
Oh, for sure.
Like, the anticipation is more exciting than the win.
Yeah, like, waiting for... when. So, like, I use that app that tells me when the game starts and gives me updates.
Yeah.
Whenever I know that all the games are, like, about to start and they're in action, oh, man.
But that's what... Isn't that weird, though? That means you're a fucking addict. The fact that you're like, yes, I can win $1,000! Woo! And then you win $1,000 and you're like, yippee, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, when you do it's done.
It's a good week. It's good week.
It's not that fun. And then you go out, and then you gotta bet another $1,000. Fuck it. But, yeah, dude, I just don't got anything that brings me that excitement, and that's why I'm minus 725.
Damn.
Call back in this bitch, dude. But I'll say this. I do get excited about doing, like, stand-up, open mics, even though I haven't been able to do it that much lately.
I know.
I'm getting back into it. I was writing me some jokes today.
Where's the place that, gonna be doing them at
the Cobra in East Nashville, which I actually dropped some people off there last night, which is funny. But on Sunday nights, I'm gonna be at the Cobra in East Nashville, and then on Tuesday nights, the East Room, which is actually right across the street from the Cobra in East Nashville. And I gotta find some other ones. Those are the only two that I really been going to.
I like how my phone did. Oh, I got the volume down. I was like, I like how my phone telling me when to get off exit.
It'd be nice if it told us out loud for the podcast. You could know about it on the podcast. It's only 4:38. It feels like 7, dude.
We made up 15 minutes so far.
Really?
Yeah.
What time are we supposed to get there?
It was 6:45. Now it's 6:30. We're about to start going off the
on the old back roads. Damn, dude, my dad's already there and shit. And there's people already there at the game. A lot of people. Holy shit. He sent me a picture.
What time is it there?
It's 5:39. So I guess that's not that unreasonable. An hour and 20 minutes from the start. I ain't ate shit today, not a single piece of food.
I know we gotta figure that out.
Well, man, look, listeners, you guys need to email us, badcredit615@gmail.com, and you need to go to Apple Podcasts.
Here's the question of the day that we want emails about, and I'll put this question whenever we post it.
Man, the fucking sticks, bro.
Yeah, I know.
The foothills of Appalachia.
I want to know what your thoughts are on Christmas. Do you think that it should be a holiday where we should have to buy gifts or not buy gifts because you think it's more important to spend time with people? Or do you think that we should have to get gifts for people? I want to know what you think. I just want to know.
We're in the fucking, dude, we might get butt fucked out here, dude.
I might get lynched out here, boy.
You might get lynched and I might get butt fucked and then lynched. Oh, we don't like Mexicans neither. I couldn't tell what you was at first.
Yeah, you got no chance.
Get over here, you skunk.
So fucking stupid.
I'm scared out here, dude. We're in the foothills of the Appalachians.
Oh, man. The white girls love me out here.
Oh, yeah, dude. You could probably fuck every girl out here. I ain't never seen nobody in color.
Is it true what they say on the
This TV? Is literally a coal mining facility.
Yeah.
You see the holes in the hills over there?
The hills got eyes in this mud.
We're going deep. They're going to have a spike strip across the road and bust our tires out and rape us.
In them deep waters.
Take us in the house of the Lord and sacrifice us, dude.
Going down to Georgia on them.
Get myself baptized. Apple Podcasts, 5-star comment. I always say that. 5-star rate the podcast, subscribe, and leave a comment in this bitch. We need, so ever since, dude, what the hell was that app called?
Podcoin.
Podcoin got canceled, man.
RIP.
You know, RIP Podcoin. We've seen some drops in our numbers, and it's depressing.
I need some
help. I need you guys to share this podcast. Tell your friends about it, man. Look, dude, I just quit my job. I need this source of income. You know, if it don't pay back up, I'm going to have to starve to death.
Oh, man.
-$725, dude, you know? I ain't trying to die before Sam in this bitch. I'm trying to live. Ooh, that's a cool car.
I'm about to be the favorite here soon. If y'all don't help us out and get this podcast off the ground so we ain't got to work no more so we can keep bringing y'all exclusive content.
Yeah, man, dude. Come on. Shit. I don't know if I got much else to say. What do you got? How much time we got till we get there? We can just keep it on, let people hear what we talk about.
No, I need to get my GPS back on.
All right, goodbye. Hey, guys. I love y'all, and y'all are cool, and we appreciate you listening. You're the best. Goodbye.